Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay. Also, apparently Merlin Olsen has just retired. Rajon Rondo? What? So let me get into this. And listen, I watched. I said this to Tony yesterday, Rico. I'm watching Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark. I said to you 2 weeks ago, I go, there's one women's college basketball game I'd ever watch. And it was the storylines. I mean, Kim Mulkey's a nutcase. And Angel Reese is this villain who talks a lot of bleep, backs it up. She's a fabulous player. Caitlin Clark is Steph Curry, essentially, shooting from 40. But it wasn't the game. It was the postgame. Look, the game was actually pretty good. And then Caitlin Clark went nuts in the third quarter. And you go, all right, well, that's that.
Yeah, once Reese went down with the ankle injury, she was never the same.
But it was the postgame that bothered me. Because what I cannot stand in today's society, and this is why I dislike basically all athletes. Like, I like sports. I don't have to like the athletes. Male or female, I don't discriminate. Angel Reese did something that I see a lot in professional sports, and I can't stand it. See, you're all for doing whatever you want to do. But then, God forbid somebody criticizes you. You want to come out, and you want to play the victim. Oh, my life is so hard. Well, hold on a minute. Now, was that you doing the photo shoot? Was that you doing the can't see me John Cena thing? Was that you doing the ring thing? Was that Tierra. You putting a crown on the bench? Was that you waving bye-bye to a Middle Tennessee player? Was that you woofing at UCLA's bench? Is that you chronicling your life on social media? Is that you taking that money? Is that you really wanting that microphone in your face? See, if you want that, you have to take what comes with it, which is oftentimes toxic, gross, abhorrent behavior from the general public who hates their lives. Now, help me with this. So we wait until you lose a game to hear this. You've had a year to talk about this, and Lord knows every media outlet wants to hear from you, and Lord knows you do the interviews. Lord knows we've seen you everywhere.
Because her career is over, right?
No, she can come back. She can go to the WNBA.
Oh, she's got the... Okay.
She can go wherever she wants to go and do whatever she wants to do. And she'd probably be the number two or three pick in the WNBA draft and make way more off the court than on. The point I'm making is, I see it in the NBA all the time. The NFL.
Because you want the lifestyle, Mike.
Oh, no, that's fine. Then take what comes with it.
No, I don't want to take what comes with it.
Well, that's too bad.
This is a generation where you only want the positive and don't say mean things about me.
Well, then you can't leave the house in today's society. If you are a public figure, whether you do some dumbass job like we do, or whether you are the 0.01% of basketball players like Angel Reese, everyone deals with the same thing.
When you put things out there, people are going to comment. If you want to put what you have for lunch on social media, people are going to say, wow, really? That's all you could afford? I thought you could do this. And what about this? And what about that? You're begging people to come into your house.
Correct.
When you go and you put things and you do things. So it's funny until all of a sudden people have an opinion. And then you get, all of a sudden you're triggered and, oh, well, you shouldn't say this. Well, just avoid it. Don't put yourself out there like that. Because if you talk trash, you got to be able to take the trash when it comes back
at you. And here's the other problem. Professionally, I'll never listen to an athlete say it. I used to listen to college athletes say it. But here's the problem. College athletes, both male or female, it makes no difference to me. When you are a player like Angel Reese, you are the face of your sport. You are benefiting in a big financial way. You're a professional. You make choices. You know, no one forced you to carry a tiara around. Nobody forced you to disrespect your opponents routinely. And by the way, I'm way more like Angel Reese than this Caitlin Clark stuff. I like what Angel Reese does. I don't mind a good villain once in a while.
Right, but you can't sit here and be like, well, people are picking. I'm like, well, Angel, you're
playing. No, because you know what it reminds me of?
That's because you wanted to play the role.
She reminds me of what Kevin Durant tries to get away with. And I can't take it. KD, you made
choices.
Minus
the burner accounts.
Right, you made choices. Live with them. All right? KD, you're a front runner.
Right.
KD, you haven't won anything on your own. KD, you have burner accounts because you're insecure. Just live with it.
Now, the death threats, nobody should get those.
Nobody should, but guess what? We all do.
But the fact of your game is, yeah, the trash talk. So guess what? Not everybody's going to like what you say. Not everybody's going to like what you do. And if you put it out there on social media, they're going to come back at you.
And
they're going to yell at you in the stands because you embrace that villain role.
Yes. So whether it's behaviorally, listen, I'm never going to sit here and defend the general public. The general public is grotesque. And when you hand them anonymity, where they can be davidschurch.com on a social medium, they can write whatever they want, and it's gross. Dude, hey, I'll tell you what, listener, why don't you take a look at the ticket text? It's real. Want to see Rico's socials? I'm sure they're not all beautiful. The point I'm making is college athletes are young men and women. Well, if you want to live like a professional, then you have to deal with being a professional. What I don't need after last night, when you lose a game, is to go up there and talk about how hard it is when you've enjoyed nothing but the fruits of your labor and the bright lights and the spotlight and all it provides to you for the past 12 months.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I don't need it. It probably would have had a little more juice if you would have came out after the national title game and said, hey, guys, let me tell you. I didn't say anything all year because I don't want to take away from the team. We've won, but here's a little peek behind the curtain. But right, when you do it after you lose, it loses a little bit of the punch.
But this is where it's all changed for me. I have a hard time feeling the sympathy I used to feel for college athletes when they were just college athletes. See, when you want to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated and you get paid all this money and you have all these endorsements and you live this life, it's like, all right, you're a pro. I'm going to treat you like a pro. Do you know what I never listen to? Pros cry. I ain't having it. I have no time. I don't need to hear it. Like when Russell Westbrook talks about being disrespected by some mother of four and she called him a bitch and he flips out. Or that was KD. Russell Westbrook the other night is getting into it with a fan wearing a balloon hat. Really? Russ, you got $200 million in the bank. Guy is wearing a balloon as a hat. Life is not going a good direction. Just, hey, man, great. You know what I mean? I would like to know where people are at with it. Because this is not just about Angel Reese. It's because it was last night. I'm saying in general. Why do we accept athletes getting to play the victim when they've had everything their way every step? That I don't get.
Well, for some, it's fun to play the role until all of a sudden the role's not popular.
Oh, until you got to deal with what the role commands.
Mm-hmm.
Angel, you like being the villain. And no, I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's out of order. When you mock your opponents, when you celebrate their demise, when you woof their bench, like you're doing a Dennis Rodman. That's what the role is.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Here's where the racist stuff comes in, because then it's like, well, how dare you? I mean, you had the LA Times writer write the, you know, basically he had to apologize because he said that they were evil and they were bad and it was good versus evil because look at LSU. And it's like, whoa, take a look at what you're writing. Why are they evil? Because for some, how dare Angel Reese, this black woman, say something about Caitlin Clark, who right. is straight from Iowa. She is the epitome of white woman.
And no one cares. She's the biggest whiner in the sport.
She is.
She's a complete pain in the ass.
The fact that her father had to tell her to shut the F up and play.
Right, because she's just like Steph, constantly working the officials. I would love to know. And I fully admit my relationship with college sports has really changed. And my relationship with professional sports, it has changed. In that, like, these athletes now, it's not just making money. It's crazy. And they want to play the victim every time things don't go their way. I can't do it. I saw that postgame. Now, the game was largely entertaining. And Angel Reese had a better first half than Caitlin Clark.
First half. And then when Angel rolled her ankle, it was 45 all at halftime. And then, yeah, you could tell she was injured.
There's just certain things you need to tell your family. You need to tell your support system. You need to talk to your pastor. Do whatever you need to do. You know who doesn't need to hear it? The general public. Mm-hmm. Just like the general public doesn't want to hear about what you have going on or what I have going on. It doesn't matter. 2 p.m. hits. Entertain mm-hmm. me, funny man. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what we do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I was trying to delay because I was watching David with the slowest saunter I've ever seen. Like, it's one thing if you got to go potty, so to speak. David, I've seen dead people move faster. What was that saunter? Were you on a runway?
Do you understand that it's raining outside and my knee is killing me? I'm an old man, dude.
This guy's unreal. All right. He just played his knees are hurting him today. I was watching him walk back and I'm going, hey, he's going to miss the commercial break. David was just sauntering away. How about some ticket techs? We still have a Tigers receipt segment. We've done a lot of football. But the Angel Reese postgame, the game itself was largely entertaining. And then Caitlin Clark went absolutely ham in the third quarter. It was like, get that poor Van Lith girl. Get her off of Caitlin Clark.
She got torched last year when she played for Louisville.
Well, and we're just going to do that again, huh? That poor girl.
She's got her own meme now where the end. No, it was like, she literally, like, the camera just happened to have the right angle. Clark had hit a three, and she was just like, she was looking at the bench like, what are you going to do?
Like, what would you like me to do?
Yeah.
David.
Absolutely 100% on point with Angel Reese crying, I'm the victim. Sincerest kudos for calling it like it is. Thank you, Michael.
And again, for anyone who's triggered, it's not just her. This is all athletes. And it doesn't matter what gender you are. This is about society And we could expand upon it beyond sports, but this is a sports show. But we are now creating a generation of victims. Mm-hmm. So you can be a celebrity, have it your way 364 days a year, and then the minute it doesn't go your way, you get to tell everybody how unfair it is, how hard it is, and how brutal your life is. And it's like, well, wait a second.
You don't know what it's like to walk in my shoes.
Well, but the whole point is, dude, athletes, oh my God.
Here's the problem I have with that. When you put your life out there in the open for everybody to see, then everybody's going to have a comment. If your life is private and then people
that's right.
come after you, that's
Do
different.
You know how many articles I have read Angel Reese's name that feature embedded in the article her social media? That's on you.
Yeah. It's like your house. If you just want to take off your front door and allow anybody to walk in there, but that's what social media is for some.
That's why I don't have it.
Hey, look at me. I'm on vacation. Look what I'm eating. Look where I'm going. Look what I'm doing.
That was one of the articles. It was right around Christmas time. She was posting her every move in New York. Do you know? She was posting her every move in New York City for Christmas.
So when
you did that.
Right. So when all of a sudden people are like commenting on it, you can't get angry because where most people are going to say, hey, love you, some are not.
Here's the other thing. Man or woman, if you're a public figure, you are in a position that people would kill to be in. They're going to be rotten to you.
And a lot of times
you can make a decision to limit the exposure. Or go full send. Well, that's you make those choices.
And a lot of times people don't like you just because the day ends in Y.
Correct.
They can't justify it. They just don't like you. They don't like how you look. They don't like how you sound. They just don't like the team you play for. They don't like you. And you're not going to make them like you. But if you put everything out
there. So what is it with today's athlete, they can't figure that out?
Because you want the likes, you want the subscribers, because that increases your queue. Because if you got a million subscribers, now all of a sudden Gatorade is calling. And all these other people, now they want you because you have a following.
Oh, great.
A following is huge. And if you have it, you now open up different doors to do all types of things. That there are people, like Mike, if you saw the number one college like all the different people who got the biggest social media followings,
they
make millions of dollars. Like a couple of them are gymnastics people. Like,
well,
really?
I know Livy Dunn, who goes to LSU. She's dating Paul Skeens, the pitcher for the Pirates.
Yeah,
they were both LSU Tigers. She obviously has I think she's got 15 million or whatever it is.
Yeah, so she's got her own athletic wear line.
Okay, fine.
But you get that with the followers.
Fine. Then take what comes with it, which is going to be people behaving in the worst way possible. But by the way, when you're doing your thing at work, which basketball is for Angel Reese or for Kevin Durant or whomever, if you want to behave badly, people are going to hammer you. You're the one doing all the gestures. You're the one talking the bleep. And I don't hate you for it.
Well, for Kevin Durant, yeah, I think the people just kind of called him out, and he heard him as he was running out on the court. Like, whoa, what did you just say to me?
Right.
Hey, come on my pod, and we can talk about it. No, not to his credit, he didn't have the people thrown out, but it was one of those, Kevin, this ain't gonna look good for you. Just walk away.
Kev, you got half a bill in the bank. All right, your biggest problem might be you're follically challenged. Other than that, things are pretty good.
Right.
Wow, a mom of four called you a bitch. I'm pretty sure you'll live. Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mikey. Hey, Rico. How you guys doing, man?
Good. What's up?
Hey, you know, Mike, I can't agree with you more. I was the same way last night. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to watch it. And then it was hard for me. And there were some good spots, but I counted 20 missed layups in the first half. And it's like, my God, man, fundamentals. But what really got to me was at the end of half.
I said, Chris, you
Angel
must
Reese,
not have watched MSU basketball.
or my team, the Wolverines. Okay, I'm sorry. But anyways, guys, what really bothered me was at the end of the first half, Angel Reese is screaming and yelling at Lucky Charms' wife, Kim Mulkey.
Kim Mulkey.
Okay. So
she was screaming, "Get me the bleeping ball!"
Yeah, and it's like, you are so disrespectful, not even to your opponents, but to your coach. And I'm old school, man. I used to coach travel ball. I've been an official for 31 years, and I can't stand all the gesturing, all of the,
Chris,
the trash talking.
Chris, I think she was yelling that to her teammates, correct, not the coach.
And look,
but I get where you're coming from.
I'll say this.
But her and the coach had a relationship all year long.
She got in the Mulkey's face as they were walking off, and I'm like, you know what? I would have sat her ass the first 5 minutes of the second half and say, you are not going to disrespect me. I'm your coach. And that's the bottom line.
Right, it's an old school mentality. I'm not mad at you for it, but here's what I'll tell you. She was right. Because if I had to look at Van Lith brick another mid-range jumper, my head was going to explode. And I don't even watch women's college basketball. I know enough to tell you their way to win was to get Angel Reese the ball on the block and let her operate.
Van Lith was supposed to be the difference maker. She was the transfer.
Hey, here's another mid-range J. And another one. And another one.
What about
and
the three?
And another one.
What about the three-pointer?
And another one.
Yeah,
shooting.
She was the transfer who was supposed to be all that and to keep that thing going, and yeah.
Stop shooting.
She literally hit the portal and the next day was going to LSU. It was a steal. Yes, I know. I follow too much women.
No, you don't. It's knowledge. I'm fine. So, I'm learning.
But, yeah. But, I mean, people get in each coach's face all the time.
And, by the way, Kim Mulkey is no saint. Kim Mulkey is a nutcase. You know, the way she coaches and the way things are now. Look, Tom Izzo will get in the face of his players will get in his face. It's okay to coach
that
way.
He actually appreciates when the players fight back and say, no, you're wrong, coach.
We're just so damn soft. Yeah. I got no problem Angel demanded the ball. I got no problem.
She was right.
I got no problem if Kim Mulkey yells at her. But my problem is I don't want to complain to people who care. Now that college athletes are pros, you're going to deal with what pros deal with. And unfortunately, society's toxic. It's gross. Now, you want to help yourself? Get off the social media. Maybe do a few less photo shoots.
But you can't do that because
do a little less of this and the ring pointing and stuff.
The social media helps you with the Q rating, and that helps your transfer portal value.
Then read the fine print of what comes with it.
No, you want me to read?
Okay, well, you know what?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, David, ticket text, and I've got an update on Roberto-level decision-making in the National Football League. David, what do you have first?
90% of players try to play the victim role instead of embracing the villain. That is from Mike.
Right, just roll with it. If that's how you want to conduct yourself, do it. But don't tell us how hard life is in the meantime. The average fan who has to go to a job they hate every day with two kids they may or may not like and a mortgage that is drowning them doesn't want to hear from you.
You know what? It's one of the reasons, because I couldn't think of it offhand, but it's kind of like I respected Hunter Dickinson because he just said, I'm the bad guy and you all hate me. And boo me. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, he was the original ski mask wearer when he walked into arena.
Well, that was Kirk Cousins. If you know, you know. But right, and it was like, okay, Juwan, are you going to reel him in? Nah, just go out and do your thing. But he knew he got hate, he got booed, and just said, I don't care.
But what you don't get to do is play both sides.
Right.
And that just irked me. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I like this one. Angel Reese did the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, then claimed she's being sexualized. Most star athletes are hypocrites.
There you go. And again, I'm not telling you people are going to be polite one way or the other, but you love the attention until you don't like it. That's today's youth, and it's today's athlete. And I'm telling you, it's why I have a hard time rooting for any athlete of any gender. Okay. I just root for the team. Because most athletes in 2024, wait for it, detestable.
And, yeah, you put something out there in social media, the same people who like you will be the same one who tears you down. David, as
didn't
I explained
you
to
tell
Mike,
me, oh, yeah, here, go ahead. God be gotten.
Yeah, took 4 days for everybody to turn on Jesus, right?
Yeah, it did.
On Sunday, they loved him. Palm Sunday. By Thursday.
Oh, yeah, they were celebrating him.
By Thursday,
oh, yeah.
Kill him. He's a lunatic.
Very true.
That's kind of like my emotional arc with a Michigan State head coach.
No, you're right.
First TV timeout? This is great. Halftime, fire him.
No, you're right, because 10 days ago, and I had a problem with this, Kyrie Irving has a great game. And then he goes out there post-game and says, he's celebrating Ramadan, fasting. It's like, it's just so difficult. I took this sacrifice, but, it's still difficult to do this.
Yeah, that's
sorry, sir, that's your choice.
That's a YP, not an MP.
Right, what are we doing here?
Right. That's private. This is what you observe. Handle your business.
I'm supposed to feel bad for you now,
right?
Because you're not eating?
Because it's not a sacrifice if you're whining and complaining.
Thank you.
It's a sacrifice because we don't know. It's private. You're keeping it to
but
yourself.
But athletes all over the world do this. It's ridiculous. Jacob, a millennial in house, says, spot on, Mike and Rico, with these millennials crying. Rico, spot on with this generation of kids wanting all the positives, but don't talk bad about me.
And I think it's the same thing with college athletics in specific. Man, again, if you want to be a star, you're getting paid. You take that money, you take these media opportunities, you live this life. What we don't want to hear from you is complaining. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Now, you want your Roberto update.
Yeah.
So, on the arc of bad decision making, Rashee Rice may as well live with Roberto. So...
Oh, my God.
Oh, I want to add something to it now. We talked about this yesterday, but let me add something to it. Do you know how this could be worse for Rashee Rice? Do you know how not buying the Lamborghini could be worse for Rashee Rice?
Please don't tell me it was a loaner.
It's a lease. And as a part of the lease agreement with the company, it is a luxury leasing agent in Dallas. He signed his name that said, no one else will drive this vehicle.
Oh, no.
One problem. The video looks like Rashee Rice is getting out of the passenger front door of the Lamborghini Urus that crashed. And in Texas, they can upgrade this big time. So not only are you going to be looking at civil cases and criminal cases, these charges will be upgraded because your broke ass, who's a rookie, if you can't afford the car, don't buy the car. If you have to lease a Lambo, you can't afford it. So you got to go and do one of these off-brand leases and sign your name to it that says no one else will drive the vehicle, dot, dot, dot. Man, you're a rookie.
That you probably got
be driving.
Because of who you are.
Right.
I'll take a chance.
Exactly. Because it benefits the company to say, we got Rashee Rice in one of our rides.
Mm-hmm.
Rashee, you can't afford this.
Mm-hmm.
People who can afford Lambos, you know what they do? They pay cash. Mm-hmm. They don't do a leasing program. They don't worry about an APR.
So you mean you can't? How much is this, sir? You could just kindly turn around and go to the Ford dealer.
If you have to ask,
right.
You can't afford it. If you need a lease, you can't afford it.
Do you have any used ones? Get out.
And that's exactly what he did, because it brings me to my next point. It's a 2021 Lamborghini. Rashee, you can't afford it. Second contract, your financial advisor will go, do whatever you like. You got $50 million in the bank. You want to blow $400,000 on a brand new car?
whatever. I think you're an idiot, but I get my commission. Mm-hmm. The point I'm making is he wasn't driving that car based on that video. Mm-hmm. And he signed a lease that said nobody else would. Rashee Rice is in a bleep load of trouble.
I guess because nobody, people just got injured. Nobody died, right? So that's the best thing that happened to him is no one died.
Right, but the idea now.
Because you're in Texas, Mike.
And it's the mom with the four-year-old who went to the hospital mm-hmm. because of Rashee Rice. See, the optics of it.
No, no. But it could be worse because that four-year-old, anybody in Texas, that's death penalty state. So you, yeah.
What involuntary manslaughter or what?
Man, it's Texas, man. They make up rules as they go along.
All right, I'll just stay away from that one. But the point is, Rashee Rice's bad decision making. We have a blooming onion of layers.
Right, now. You just kind of walked away. People had the cell phone, got your shirt. Yeah, it was like, dude, this because he posted something on social media. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the shirt. That's the same
lease with special conditions. You violated those conditions. Upgraded lawsuits. Upgraded charges. Oh, and now you're not talking and letting your lawyer do the talking. That sounds great.
Yeah, sounds like somebody's going to be placing a call. Hey, Pat, can you float me alone? Can you float me alone? I'm a little short on cash.
That's actually Rashee Rice calling Pat Mahomes.
Mahomes, who this?
So yeah, there's your update.
You better call Chris Jones.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.